Paying for your vacation before you take it. We'll tell you how next on Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries. Hi, I'm Steve Moore, and you know, too often we spend so much time thinking about what our vacation costs that we don't enjoy it. Today, some tips on saving for family trips, as well as some cheap vacation ideas. Then answers to your questions from financial teacher Ken Franke, and how Satan uses busyness to make us less effective for God. That's all coming up today on Money Matters. Well, the official start of summer is just a little over a month away on the calendar, but you're probably already thinking about your vacation. The question is whether you're thinking more about how much fun it's going to be or how much it's going to cost you. Well, we have some help for those worried about how much they're going to have to spend on their vacation. Steve and Annette Economides are here to tell us how to enjoy our time away with our families guilt-free. So, Steve, Annette, let's talk about vacations. Is it possible to pay for a vacation before you take it, or do you always have to do it with a credit card afterwards?
Gosh, we don't know any other way. We always save in advance. To us, one of our budget categories we put money into each paycheck is vacation, because it's a lot easier to set aside $100 a paycheck or $50 a paycheck than to come up with $1,200 or $2,400 all at once.
Okay. Let's take this in order. Do you determine first where you want to go on vacation, or do you determine how much you want to spend for a vacation?
It could go either way. Say we take our vacation in August. Well, in September following that, we may not know what exactly we're going to do the next summer. So we pick a set amount that we think is reasonable for a vacation, we just start socking money away.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give us some inexpensive but fun vacation ideas.
Well, some of them are wild and wacky, but camping is always a great one. Staying on small private colleges. Sometimes they'll rent out rooms for people to have vacations.
Hmm.
Borrowing a cabin if you've got friends or relatives that have a cabin. Visiting relatives. Go visit, but make sure you do lots of work to help them out. Mm. Some that we did early in our marriage, we had a stay-at-home vacation. How many people live in their area and don't see the touristy things of their own area?
Mm-hmm.
And so Steve would be off of work for the week, and we'd do every free thing we could do around town, and it was just, we had a ball together.
And I've seen in some of the materials that you've written, your bottom line is that cost doesn't necessarily determine the success of a great vacation.
Correct.
That's true. You know, what we're committed to is living on what God has provided us. And we allow His will to be determined by how much money we have. And if we don't have the money, we're going to say, okay, God, you've limited us to this amount. We'll be satisfied with that, and we'll find a creative way to have a good time with that amount. Mm.
Well, Steve, Annette, we always appreciate your creativity. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Good being here.
Steve and Annette Economides are self-made experts in pinching pennies thanks to raising five kids on a small income. They publish the Home Economizer newsletter 10 times a year, and you can find out more about it at crown.org when you click on Money Matters. Crown.org.